Club. Right now, let's bring in Mike Causey. So, Mike, when did you get all your power and phone back?
Late Thursday night, almost Friday morning.
All right. Well, we're still 58% of us here in Sharon still don't have power. We're on our seventh day. Like I said, I am completely out of touch with just about everything except for what's been going on locally, simply because I've been pulling double shifts here and also just trying to get some sleep at home. So you're going to have to fill me in. First of all, I want to start off with you. How'd your racing do this weekend?
I don't know. I didn't pick nothing.
There you go. Okay. There's the same thing. Now, I know that you had left me a message and that you wanted to speak about a couple of things this morning here on sports.
Yeah. First, we could start with baseball. It's a travesty. It's such a poor product, and I could use some adjectives, but I'd probably get thrown off the air. It's garbage. You can't watch it. I was lucky enough. I have really good friends that helped me out a lot through the blackout or whatever you want to call it. I hung out with them during the day, and they let me stay at their house at night. And all we did was watch sports. They were lucky enough to have electricity. So we watched horse racing and we watched baseball. The product of baseball is so poor, it's pretty much unwatchable. I watched the Met game one night, and they were playing the Marlins, and there was a little dribbler hit to the pitcher's left side of the mound, to the first baseman's side of the mound, and the Mets were on the field. The pitcher moved over to field the ball, and you could see the way he was going for the ball that something was going to happen. Well, he moved, he got his glove on the ball, got his feet tangled up, stuck into the turf. The spikes shot the turf flying through the air like it got hit with a mortar. He rolled around, tried to pick himself up to toss the ball, couldn't do it. It was one of the most comical plays I've ever seen in my life. It was something that you might see in a JV baseball game. And then just the fielding is terrible. There was one play, I don't know who the guy was because I haven't been watching it. It was the third baseman from the Marlins. There was bases loaded for the Mets, and he had a ground ball the infield was playing in. And the Marlins were up a couple of runs. And it was a double play ball. He comes home with the ball. Not only does he come home with the ball, he misses the catcher by 30 feet. I was like, are you kidding me? The quality of baseball is garbage. And it's not just the Mets, and it's not just the Marlins. It's almost any game you watch, you're going to see some very, very bad baseball. It's an unwatchable product. I don't know why. I mean, they're going to blame the short season. Well, you know, this isn't like Maspeth High School playing, folks. These are major leaguers. These are supposed to be the best baseball players in the world. They stink. They're absolutely horrible. So that's what I wanted to say about baseball. It's just terrible. On a positive side, we watched hockey, and hockey looks like hockey. It's the same flow of a game. They're playing very, very well, and hockey is a product. Hockey is probably the only sport that I'm going to watch for the rest of the year. It's really weird because of the situation with the arenas, the way they're set up and everything. It has a very, very weird feel. It looks fake, but the product is top-notch, and it's a very watchable product. And the Islanders moved on. They took care of business in four games, and the Rangers, they took care of business in three games. The only problem is they're on the short end of the stick again. So, and you could see, like, in baseball, they're complaining that they didn't have preseason or nothing. Well, guess what? Neither did hockey, but they're professionals. They're the best in the world. Hockey looks like it. Baseball looks like the furthest thing away from it.
All right, I'm so out of this is amazing. I'm just so out of touch because for the past 5 or 6 days, I just have not. I'm not, you know, and you know what? Those, and this is where the sports leagues better watch out. Ask me if I've missed it.
No.
That's the whole thing. Ask me if I've missed it.
Nope.
I haven't, because there's far more other important things that we're dealing with. And this is where sports had better watch their P's and Q's, because just to rush there and put any product out on the field thinking that people are going to come back,
aren't going to come back. There's going to be a lot of people not coming back. One, because of the product, and two, because of the stance that sports thinks that they're allowed to take. There's going to be a lot of people not going back to watch sports.
And just imagine what these ownerships are going to have to do, missing a year's worth of revenue next year.
Think what the players are going to have to do. They're going to have to suck it up because their contracts are going to get smaller.
Yeah.
It's simple economics. I mean, if a business owner can't make the money to pay the people, what's going to have to happen? Well, the people are either going to have to lose their jobs, or if they want to keep their jobs, they're going to have to take a pay cut. And believe me, I don't feel sorry for any baseball player that's making around $15 to $20 million a year if they can only make $8 million now. I don't feel sorry for them.
All right, is Saratoga going to be back up and racing this week?
Yeah, they're still running. They had the Travers on Saturday, and 'Tis the Law won the race pretty easily. There was only one horse that can compete with them. That was Bobby Baffert's horse, Uncle Chuck, and that horse only ran twice lifetime. Tis the Law reminds me of, I don't remember what Rocky movie it was, if it was Rocky 2, 3, or 4, but remember when Rocky was a champ and he realizes all of a sudden Mick tells him he's been beating bums? Remember that one?
Yep.
That's what Tis the Law reminds me of. Not to his discredit, but there's just no good horses. All the good horses have been hurt. And with the way that this year is situated, it's just crazy. Is he a good horse? Yeah, he's a good horse, but I don't think he's as good as he looks. But it's not his fault that he doesn't have anybody to run against.
All right. Well, are we going to check with you tomorrow?
You want me to call?
You know what? You let me know.
There's no hockey today. Hockey's got a dark day today.
I was going to say, you decide. You take a look around and see what's going on, then text me later on today. And if we're not on tomorrow, then we'll be on Wednesday.
Well, I'll force myself to watch a little bit of Abner Doubleday Follies tonight to see if we have any more good stuff to talk about. So I'll let you know.
All right, Mike, stay safe and have a good day.
Thank you. You too, guys.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.